You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Prima Lee Guerreri, who is committed to creating a world where everyone is empowered to live on purpose in a way that is aligned with their divine gifts and their birthright of true prosperity. Prima is a leading Vedic astrologer, business consultant, energy practitioner, and spiritual coach with more than 20 years of experience and the author of Your Sacred Wealth Code, Unlock Your Soul Blueprint for Purpose and Prosperity. She empowers leaders, entrepreneurs, visionaries, and change agents to take inspired action and unlock their sacred wealth code using her intuitive approach to business building and her patented solutionary technology. Prima's clients manifest wealth and create meaningful lives by doing what they are meant to do. Prima, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
It is my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome, Prima. Thanks for taking out a moment to be with us. So I guess the best place to start, tell us, what is the sacred wealth code?
Yeah, your sacred wealth code is literally the intersection of purpose and prosperity within your own soul blueprint. Now, I'm looking at that from a Vedic astrologer point of view, but we all have a soul blueprint, and I believe that you're connected to it, and you feel it, and you sense it, and your sacred wealth code is found literally at the intersection of your purpose and your prosperity in your soul blueprint.
Why do you think everyone should know what their sacred wealth code is?
Well, your sacred wealth code is also where your highest valued gifts and talents are encoded in your soul blueprint. So these are the things that I call them your divine gifts or your superpowers that you're so uniquely brilliant at. And when you use those, when you access those and use those out in the world in whatever way you choose to, whether it's a business or your career, or your, maybe it's a foundation, maybe it's your legacy that you're creating, those are the things you will be highly valued for. You'll get that response back from the world, from the universe, and they will see your value in that. Even though you're good at a lot of things, this is what you are spectacular at, whether you've used these gifts or not.
Prima, if you would, how did you come up with the concept for the Sacred Wealth Code? I'd like to hear the details there.
Sure. The Sacred Wealth Code is something that sort of downloaded through me, but it is based on a scientific concept from the science of Vedic astrology. Vedic astrology comes from the Vedas, 6,000-year-old plus spiritual texts, and it is a branch of the Vedas, just like Ayurveda, which Deepak Chopra made famous in the West, is translates to the science of life. Well, Vedic astrology, which the Sanskrit word is Jyotish, it translates to the science of light. It's a way to understand how we are, who we are, our soul choices. That's the way I use it, not for prediction, but to understand oneself and make really good choices. So I was in a situation where I had a business, a yoga, a healing art center. I was practicing the astrology. I was training teachers, yoga teachers. I had practitioners working for me. This was a beautiful world-class center and a huge, I had a high overhead. And the thing is it was a six-figure in sales business, but not very much was coming to me, and I was struggling financially. And in that, I tried a lot of things, and what that whole experience brought me down to was really the dark night of my soul. It put me on my knees, and after trying to clear my beliefs and at the last minute trying to bring a partner in or sell the business, I was really left with nothing else but to surrender the business. And in that, I was really committed to finding out where was I off, because I thought I was on purpose. But the fact of the matter was I was in the shadow side of part of my wealth code, which I discovered because I stayed on my knees and I did my work until I figured it out. And what I understood then is this is where your gifts and talents are. This, there is a an actual scientific principle in Vedic astrology that's called Dana Yogas. That is a Sanskrit word, but it's literally your wealth yogas, your wealth placements. And I'm just bringing this down into Western language. And as I started to really explore that, because I'd been doing that with clients, I saw that this is where your gifts that the world actually wants and will reimburse you for and bring the kind of wealth that's meaningful to you personally when you use these gifts. And I vowed right then that I would step into my gifts, I would step out of my shadow, where I was trying to do everything alone, I hired a team. I shifted my business around so that I was working more in depth with people. I was charging more for my services, but I was bringing my intuitive brilliance to the table, and I started to bring this work forward. It downloaded through me, I like to say, and has evolved over the years into what I call now your sacred wealth code.
Quite interesting. Now, Vedic astrology and business development sounds like an odd pairing. Why did you choose to approach your business and natural teachings in this way?
Because the Vedic astrology, and being the yogi that I am, I'm a yoga teacher. I've been a yoga teacher for 30 years. I don't do so much of that now, but I have been an entrepreneur for, well, over 25 years. And so I approach everything from the inside out, everything, and including my business. Now, I thought I was doing that before, but when I really started to do that, approach it from the inside out, and once I started to discover the sacred wealth code, then I saw what it could do for me and my business. And so I just started to naturally attract people who wanted to up-level their businesses or find out how to turn their purpose into a business. And I began to work with entrepreneurs and visionaries and change agents. And with this intuitive approach, both from my expertise as an intuitive strategist, a business consultant with a lot of experience, but also from helping people to tune into their own guidance around their own business instead of just doing what someone else tells them they should do.
And also, Prima, how might someone's wealth code show up in his or her daily life?
So being that your wealth code is literally, it's really you being connected to your soul, and you're doing this anyway a lot of the time, and there's places you're not connected to your soul. You're just not aware of it. You're stuck in some old patterns or beliefs. But when things are just skipping along and you have those great synchronicities, opportunities coming, or you find yourself maybe in a deep conversation even with a friend, and you're giving them that advice that you realize somebody, you know, people always come to you for this sort of thing, and you just naturally know how to figure it out. Or maybe you're an artist and you're doing your craft. These things that you just naturally do so amazingly well, whether you're paid for them or not, those are indicators of your wealth code. And then also noticing those synchronicities in your life, they're not really total synchronicities. They are when you're connected to your guidance, to your soul, when you're aligned with the best of you, which is really my mission, is to help people to become aware of their soul blueprint, align with the best of themselves, and be aligned with their own true prosperity on their own terms in a way that really is meaningful for them personally.
And thanks for your response there. Now, what are three things everyone should know about their sacred wealth code?
Number one, that this is your highest valued gifts. And the more you'll actually use your gifts, that you will actually be on purpose when you're using your gifts. So if you're wondering what your purpose is, you need to find out what your gifts are and use them. And in my book, Your Sacred Wealth Code, Unlock Your Soul Blueprint for Purpose and Prosperity, I take you through a process to actually discover that. You also need to know what your greatest challenges are right now, because that is where some of your gifts are locked up, is in your greatest challenges. And also in my book, I teach you how to break through those challenges and find the gift in them and start to use that gift. The other thing you need to know about your sacred wealth code is everybody has one. And it's exactly what the world wants from you and what you really want to give the world, whether you know that or not. So when you discover that and when you get in touch with what these gifts are for you and empower yourself by using them, you don't even need to know exactly right now how or where or what, but start to infuse them in your daily life and into your business or your career currently, and the path will unfold for you.
Today we are joined by Prima Lee Guerreri, the author of Your Sacred Wealth Code, Unlock Your Soul Blueprint for Purpose and Prosperity, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Prema, what is the biggest success story that you have for someone working with their Sacred Wealth Code?
Well, I have lots of them, so that's great. Let me tell you about an entrepreneur right now. So one of my clients, she is, she's an attorney, and then she turned life coach when I met her, and so she was kind of, she was life coaching, which is fabulous, but not with a specific focus. And she's a real powerhouse kind of a person. She was a successful attorney, but left that life because it just owned her, and she just didn't feel like she wanted to be a divorce attorney anymore. So what happened with us when we worked together is that by her understanding her wealth code, which I also do through Sacred Wealth Code readings and people in my programs, like she was in a program with me for a year, well, helping her to get intimately connected with her Sacred Wealth Code, what happened for her is that she started to step out of the shadow side, because your wealth code is made up of not only your gifts, but there is a body of archetypes that help you to recognize where your gifts are. And so she started to step into the gifts of her archetypes, and out of the shadow, we started to clear those old beliefs and patterns. And she realized that, wow, she is a coach for strong, successful, what she calls alpha women. Now, she had already attracted a few of these, and she's one herself. The part she was missing was that softer, feminine, intuitive side of herself, but that was in her wealth code. She just didn't know it, had some beliefs to clear, and didn't know how to use it. So she turned her business around, got very specific about it, has a high-level client, VIP one-on-one private clientele, as well as a mastermind. And she has several other things rolling out and has found a level of success that is really meaningful for her, and a level of income that has gotten her out of the debt that she was in from her previous business crashing.
And that certainly is a fine example of a success story. We really appreciate your sharing that in detail. Now, what would you say is the biggest mistake someone can make when changing careers or opening a business as it would relate to their Sacred Wealth Code?
Well, I would say the biggest mistake is not knowing your Sacred Wealth Code. The other biggest mistake is, and I see this, and this is kind of general in a way with all entrepreneurs, is that I truly believe that the current energy that we're in, what is wanted from us by everyone and by the world, is really our own unique brilliance, our own authenticity. And so when we are following somebody else's path or doing something because someone else did it to be successful, and it's not really our path, I think that's the most dangerous place that entrepreneurs get hung up in. So what happens with when they know their Sacred Wealth Code, and then they try to use somebody's strategy or a marketing strategy or whatever, that's not really in alignment with their Sacred Wealth Code. So then they abort mission on their gifts, and they go chasing the money or the shiny object, and now they've left their brilliance sort of, on the side, and they're only maybe running with half of their brilliance, and then it turns out to not be very successful. It's the not trusting yourself and not trusting your Sacred Wealth Code, your intuitive guidance, and not trusting your own gifts.
Also, Prema, if you could share just one big truth with every entrepreneur in the world, what would that be?
That everything you essentially need is within you. All the answers that you seek are really within you, and the clarity is too. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't need help accessing that. I do that with people all the time. But the answers are within you, and you need to find your own answers and then to follow those and start to really trust your own impulses, your own guidance, and really work with people that make space for you and help you to trust that as well, because I believe that your soul already knows, including your entrepreneurial journey, how you're wired up for wealth.
Lastly, Prema, who specifically do you work with in your coaching and business development practice? In conclusion,
I work with visionaries, leaders, change agents, these all fall into the entrepreneurial category to some degree. Some people just looking for looking for their sole purpose and want to up-level their career. So people people with businesses and looking to up-level or tweak their business so it's the right business for them, people who have a big mission within them and they want to step into that mission and haven't been able to figure that out, whether it's writing a book or starting a foundation or a business, people who want to just find what their sole purpose is and then infuse that into what they're already doing, people who want to align with the best of themselves. And in that, like I have a high-level VIP private coaching program, guidance program. I work with people over a period of time. I have a Sacred Wealth Business Academy. I have a Sacred Wealth Circle, which is a member program that's priced at a level most people can just step right in and learn what their Sacred Wealth Code and learn how to use their Sacred Wealth Code. And I also do Sacred Wealth Code readings for all my clients, but then you can also step in and work with me and get a Sacred Wealth Code reading as a starting point to understand how you're wired up for wealth. My book takes you through how to tune into your Sacred Wealth Code through a process, an inner process I guide you through. And you can find all of it at sacredwealthcode.com, including taking a free quiz to find out what one of your Sacred Wealth Code archetypes are.
Well, Prim, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you and a really interesting conversation. And thanks again for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Prima Lee Guerreri, the author of Your Sacred Wealth Code, Unlock Your Soul Blueprint for Purpose and Prosperity. And for all the details, visit sacredwealthcode.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.